While working to re-elect President Bush this year, Republicans also will try to increase their slim majority in the Senate. They currently hold 51 Senate seats and are especially optimistic about picking up more in the South, a region their party dominates. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
When this year's congressional session ends, so too will the Senate careers of the South's most prominent Democrats. John Breaux of Louisiana, Bob Graham of Florida, and Zell Miller of Georgia all declined to seek re-election, as did John Edwards and Fritz Hollings from North and South Carolina. The five Democratic departures give Republicans a chance to win more Southern seats than they've held in generations.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to our Georgia Republican Party.
Nowhere is the Republican opportunity greater than in Georgia, where party leaders met this weekend for a $1 million fundraiser. Georgia used to be a Democratic stronghold, but in 2002, Republicans unseated a Democratic senator and made Sonny Perdue the first GOP governor in a century. This year, Georgia's other Senate seat is open, and at the fundraiser, Perdue expressed confidence Republicans will win that, too.
Now, there's no doubt 2002 was a great year for our party, but we're just getting started. Come November, I have a strong feeling that no ballot box in Georgia may be a safe place for any Democrat.
While it's easy for politicians to make bold predictions 8 months before an election, Republican optimism in Georgia seems warranted. The party has fielded four candidates for the open Senate seat, including two well-known congressmen and a wealthy pizza executive. Meanwhile, the three Democrats running are neither prominent nor well-funded, and the National Democratic Party still is scrambling to find a more attractive candidate. Congressman Johnny Isaacson, one of the Republicans running, predicts the GOP will win his race and the rest of the South in November.
We feel like that in Georgia, Louisiana, Florida, North and South Carolina, we are very competitive and have a chance to make a Southern sweep.
Southern Republicans generally plan to use the same campaign strategy they did in 2002 when they won 9 of the region's 11 Senate elections. They'll talk about social themes, tax cuts, and military issues, and they hope to ride the coattails of President Bush, who captured every Southern state 4 years ago. Emory University political scientist Merle Black says that's a reliable strategy in the South, where voters increasingly identify with the Republican platform.
It's cultural issues, religious conservatism. There's also a huge urbanized middle class, and we know across the South the middle class tends to be Republican rather than Democratic, and that's something that really puts the Democratic Party on the defensive.
Still, Black says it's unlikely Republicans will take all 5 Southern Senate seats. He says in every state except Georgia, Democrats have recruited well-known, well-financed candidates who can win.
What we have across the South are 2 minority parties. The Republicans have come up a lot, but they're still not yet a majority. The Democrats have come down from being a majority, but they're still a competitive minority party. So potentially, you know, both parties can field strong candidates.
Indeed, in each Southern state other than Georgia, polls show Democratic candidates running even with Republicans or slightly ahead. Democratic spokesman Brad Woodhouse says the party's challenge is to do this year what it couldn't do 2 years ago, focus the campaign on domestic issues.
2002 really was a referendum on the president's leadership in the war on terrorism. This election is going to be a lot more about the Republican stewardship or lack thereof of the economy, and that is going to be a compelling issue that Democrats can run on throughout the South.
I'm Gary Leshock. I'm running for the United States Senate seat that Zell Miller is vacating.
At campaign events like this political breakfast in Georgia, Democratic candidates are sticking to economic themes. Attorney Gary Leshock is one of the 3 little-known Democrats running for Georgia's Senate seat. In fact, he's so little-known that the host at this breakfast had to ask him how to pronounce his name. But once Leshock began speaking, his economic message found support.
Over 173,000 people in Georgia don't have jobs. About 1,300,000 Georgians don't have health insurance of any kind. And the Republicans are responsible for the mess we find ourselves in.
Many Georgia Democrats concede John Kerry won't provide them much help with Southern voters. The head of the state Democratic Party admits President Bush is likely to win Georgia and says the region's Democrats would have been better served with Southerner John Edwards at the top of the ticket. Still, he says if Democrats in the South run solid campaigns, they can prevail in what's become increasingly hostile territory. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.